This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1911. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 2nd, Argentina, Australia, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Goa, India, Indonesia, Iran, Kashmir, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, Nicaragua, North America, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Russia, Solomon Islands, South Carolina, Spain, Tibet, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, in the ODXA IO group, Ed Kusilek in Alberta reports hearing the Argentine pirate Radio Lupo, LUPO, on 6973 AM, December 28th from midnight 46 to 0112, and also the previous two nights. He was using the Perseus receiver at Don Mumman's antenna farm, also in Alberta. So Don Mumman himself could also hear it December 28th at 23:14. The carrier was on 6972.908 with some snippets of music and better at 23:47. But there is utility traffic interfering. And by December 29th, Ed got an email reply from the station with a QSL. He said it was the first report from Canada, but he'd also had them from USA, Holland, Italy, Germany, and Japan. He said the transmission site is in Buenos Aires province, about 150 kilometers west of the capital, with a 25-watt tube-type transmitter and a half-wave dipole antenna 12 meters high. He says he's been on the air every day since October 18th, between 18 and 02 hours UT, with a musical program of tangos and Argentine folklore. The card displays the mascot of a goofy wolf in pants with a cigar in mid-air beyond its mouth. Of course, that's quite a DX catch direct from Argentina, but to hear Rai, the national broadcaster, you have to listen via WRMI relays. We noted that the ones in the middle of our night had been missing between 06 and 10 UT on 5850 and or 7730. But as of January 2nd, the latest update to the WRMI schedule shows they have been changed as follows. No more broadcasts in Japanese at 06 or English at 07. However, at 08, Japanese, and at 09, Chinese are on 9455 only. Also, the European broadcasts in their evenings have been changed. 11580 still carrying German at 21 and Italian at 22 on weekdays. And the French half-hour broadcast has been moved to 2330. But from January 8th, all 11580 broadcasts are to be moved to 7780. And furthermore, now showing on the schedule are two prepeats of the German and Italian broadcast to Europe, 2 hours earlier, at 19 in German and 20 in Italian on 9395. Ron Howard in California is still reporting the two new low-power private Australian shortwave stations, Aussie Radio 5045, January 1st at 1508, best in lower sideband to avoid interference from China on 5050, playing various pop music and frequent IDs on Aussie Radio. Still decent reception at 1554. And the other new one on 5055, 10 kHz up, Radio 4KZ, heard January 1st at 1531 with its usual program of on-air phone calls, and its best in upper sideband to avoid China. And on January 2nd, Ron says, I'm pleased to learn that Radio 4KZ is indeed still running 500 watts instead of their planned 1 kilowatt, when reception should be improved. He received a reply from Al Curtin at nqradio.com.au. It's now not clear whether Radio Biafra is supposed to be going out on WRMI 11530, at least we've not heard it lately, at 05 or 19 UT when it used to appear. However, I happen to be checking the webcast of WRMI's 99.55 frequency January 1st after 0500, and guess what? There was Radio Biafra, but it cannot be heard on either shortwave frequency at that time. Special late New Year's broadcasts are getting scarce, but Ron Howard in California heard one from Radio Pio XII Bolivia, 5952.42. Their annual extended special New Year's Eve broadcast at 0335, phone chatting, but there was a countdown to the new year at 0400 UT, midnight in Bolivia, followed by the national anthem, speeches, and many IDs. Viva Radio Pio XII. Sorting out the two, not three, Latin American stations anomaly on 6010. December 30th at 0625, I had a barely audible carrier way off frequency, 6011.732. Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania had previously reported about this frequency as Radio Confidencia in Brazil at 2300. A stronger carrier was 21 hertz above 6010, which presumably was La Voz de Tu Conciencia, Colombia. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, although I did not go into that last week. But this keeps happening almost every morning. We tune across the 19-meter band. A panoply of filthy, dirty spur blobs coming out of the 15370 transmitter, which usually sounds okay itself. The separation of the spurs varies somewhat between 67 and 69 kilohertz intervals. For example, on December 31st, during DXers Unlimited at 1447, they were on these approximate frequencies, you could give or take one or two, 15507, 15438, 15301, 15232, 15164, 15096, 15029, and 14961. Of course, the ones further out became weaker than the ones closer in. More about the new or reactivated clandestine for Ethiopia we mentioned last week. Radio OMN for Oromia Media Network on 11600. Ron Howard in California reports that this transmission via Bulgaria was not heard since his original reception on Friday, December 22nd, checking through the following Wednesday, the 27th, seeming to confirm Monoritla's idea that they were testing. So what's next for this station? Will they actually start regular broadcasting? Well, if you want to keep an ear out for it, the time had been 15 to 16 UT. Manuel Mendez in Spain referred us to a notice on the RadioMiAmigoInternational.com website that they would be carrying out their monthly high-power broadcast Sunday, December 31st at 18 to 20 UT on 5845. Not bothering to mention the transmitter site listed Armenia, but an announcement mentioned Uzbekistan. The publicity says it's a very special live broadcast, the first hour of their monthly magazine Inside, with news about the station and answering questions. The second hour, a monthly magazine called My Radio Story. Each month, a DJ from our team tells his offshore radio story and plays songs of that time. At this particular occasion, the last Sunday in December, it would be Stuart Vincent, formerly of Caroline Laser and Voice of Peace. So if it's monthly, 100 kilowatts covering all over Europe and on web streams, the next one should be Sunday, January 28th. Mark your calendars. Filed under Goa as a radio country, now part of India, the following. On 11828 variable, an open carrier at 1417, varying quickly and drifting, until 1428, says Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania, December 29th on one of his D expeditions, also heard December 30th, 11828.5 variable. It went off at 1433. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany was also hearing this December 25th at 1310 on 11822.386 variable, and slightly different frequencies in the next few minutes. And there was an ID in Tibetan and English at 1330. Therefore, it's the All India Radio Tibetan service scheduled from the Goa transmitter site. Joe's Jacob reported that the frequency was supposed to change from 11775 to 11620, not only at 1215 to 1330 for Tibetan, but 1330 to 1430 for Nepali. But they were missing that frequency by a large margin. And Wolfgang Büscher was hearing it again January 1st at 1310 on 11822.386. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria described the situation this way on January 1st. All India Radio drifting between 11816 and 11825 via Panaji Goa, 1215 to 1330 in Tibetan, 1330 to 1430 in Nepali. However, there was dead air between 1355 and 1425, and also interference from Japan on 11815 and Romania and FEBC on 11825. Alan Roy in England reports another All India Radio frequency mix-up, causing an unscheduled English news broadcast to appear January 2nd at 1530 to 1545 on 9620. On his holiday micro-de-expeditions in Pennsylvania, Dave Volko reports hearing RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, 3325, not in our mornings, but in our evenings, so it could be long path, or maybe gray line over the pole short path, since it's midwinter with lots of darkness. The details, it signed on about 2200 UT, as it was not on a few minutes earlier. And he heard mentions of Indonesia and Palangkaraya. This was on December 20th. Also heard December 21st, the same time. And it was not so audible on December 24th with interference from South Africa on 3320. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I recorded the English broadcast from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, identifying as IRIB English Radio, the afternoon of December 31st, but he was using the remote receiver in Holland on 6040. There was a crash start coming on about 1 minute late at 19:20:46. Very good signal, however, and a fair signal even in New Brunswick direct with an indoor portable and whip antenna. Should have been on parallel 11880, but not audible there or in New Brunswick. He says, I tuned in to see if they would even mention anything about the ongoing demonstrations, but there was nothing. The newscast only talked about the problems of other countries, not too surprised. The ID and schedule announced after the news only mentioned the 1520 English broadcast on 9420. The main program was the listener's special, reading out letters and a phone interview with a listener in England. It went off just before 2020. Von Howard in California reports an extremely rare situation on New Year's Eve when Angola was off the air from 4949.74 UT January 1st, allowing him to hear All India Radio Srinagar, Kashmir, presumably, on exactly 4950. A weak signal was audible at 0134 and some subcontinental singing at 0141. Normally, Angola is so strong that it blocks reception of Kashmir, so it was a rare treat. Although Mexico's only shortwave station, Radio Educación 6185, supposedly operates only in the local evenings, I've often heard at least a carrier much earlier in our afternoons. And now Dave Varco in Pennsylvania reports on December 29th on 6185.02. It was audible at times at 1510 UT, he thought it must have been something further east, but at 1531 it was in Spanish at peaks, and it matched their web transmission. Radio Educación, it's actually on the air in their mornings, afternoons, as well as evenings, but apparently not overnight after 0600 sign-off. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1911. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. So we very much appreciate voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to Tom Roche, who has moved from Atlanta to New Orleans, still listens to shortwave, and appreciates our service and dedication. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard in California monitors English broadcasts from Myanmar Radio on 5985. December 27th at 12:41 to 12:52 was the Wednesday edition of the English language lesson, Say It in English. It was about having some film dropped off to be developed, a repeat of the Monday show. Then there is a larger English block later. At 15:42 to 15:47 was the Wednesday edition of the VOA program, The Benefits of Baby Talk. And on December 28th, he says, good news. Myanmar still carries the NHK production of Friends Around the World, but now only on Thursdays at 15:42 on 5985 about the Glory Gospel Singers from New York. Myanmar has dropped the repeat Friday show and replaced that with their own Friday evening music program. Furthermore, on Saturday, December 30th, 5985 at 15:39 had their usual Saturday program about ASEAN, A-S-E-A-N, during their segment in English. I checked the new frequency of the mighty KBC's English broadcast to North America weekly UT Sundays at midnight, December 31st, 6150. Rock music was underway, 10 to 20 over S9 on this new frequency, and no interference, co or adjacent. Jay Novello in North Carolina also said it was huge for him at 0122. Walt Samaniv, visiting Kiev, Ukraine, said there was good reception, although there was some co-channel interference, perhaps from India. Nothing was expected. But Craig Christ in Virginia, who probably recommended the new frequency, says it was somewhat of a bust. Poor to barely fair reception. It was 10 over 9 for him via Now in Germany, but something around 6151 was interfering severely. Sounds like wind blowing through a tunnel or through a hole. I've yet to see any other reports of such interference and hope it may have just been something local for him. We must listen further between midnight and 02 UT Sundays on 6150. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida is well positioned to DX Nicaragua on medium wave, and here's a new one even for him. On 1120, Radio CEPAD, C-E-P-A-D, an acronym, heard December 30th at 11:03, saying good morning, mentioning Managua. Some fades and trades with KMOX 1120, despite using a portable loop. It seems that Radio CEPAD stands for Consejo de Iglesias Evangelicas Pro Alianza Denominacional, a Christian-based, community-oriented station, active since at least 1992. WRTH lists another slogan, El Arcoiris del Amor, the Rainbow of Love, but he did not hear that. And the Barely website of Radio CEPAD lists their hours on the air from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. local. December 30th at 22:29, I was hearing some German martial music from a pirate on 6930 USB, soon identifying as Radio USA with a Nazi holiday. There was more lo-fi band music, which I did not really recognize. It may have come from the 1930s. Later ID'd as a Nazi Christmas on Radio USA, but I did not hear any carols. They also greeted the Grand Wizard of the Missouri Ku Klux Klan, Zeke Heil, and some more music, and they went off at 22:57. We hope this was just a parody. Here's another New Year's Eve extension. Ron Howard heard NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea, 3260. December 31st, running 2 hours past their normal 1200 UT sign-off. They suddenly finally went off at 14:03 after phone conversations and playing a few pop songs. Ron Howard has also been hearing the external service in English, Radio Pilipinas from the Philippines on 17700. It starts at 0200 UT, and it's much better than the two parallel frequencies, 15640 or 17820. December 27th at 0206, there was from the Presidential Palace, Manila, Dateline Malacanang, info about a Mindanao survey regarding satisfaction with President Duterte. Also heard on January 1st, well above average reception, at 0203, a montage of recordings of past presidents, and at 0212, a show, It's More Fun in the Philippines, about tourism, year in review at 0318, and off at 0329 after the national anthem. Now that Brother Stair is in jail, Dave Vaughquin, Pennsylvania, was hoping that his broadcast via Bulgaria would no longer be blocking the exotic Russian station Adygeyan Radio on 6,000 kilohertz. And sure enough, it was off, allowing Adygeyan to be heard clearly on a micro-D expedition December 24th. At 1907 UT, sounded like an East European language, a hybrid of German and Russian, some Christmas songs, and perhaps a midnight mass, although I don't think this area is Christian. A test tone came on at 2000 UT, some more dead air in tones, and finally went off at 2006. Ron Howard reports Solomon Islands 5020 with a greatly extended broadcast. December 29th, they were heard from 1427 past 1545 with nonstop pop songs. And December 31st, a greatly expanded New Year's Eve broadcast, heard from 1227 past 1532 with pop songs and many phone conversations. South Carolina Enon about Brother Stair. There is a statement on the Overcomer Ministry website, which has also been broadcast by a synthetic voice verbatim, which says, Attention Overcomer listeners, due to legal difficulties, as of January 1st, 2018, the Overcomer Ministry will not be broadcasting on AM/FM radio and shortwave. The Overcomer broadcast will continue on satellite and on this website stream. Among others, Dave Kenny quoted this for the British DX Club and said, Legal difficulties are not specified. It might be that broadcast contracts after 31st December had not been arranged prior to the arrest and detention of Brother Stair on the 18th. He had been appealing for donations in order to continue broadcasting after the end of December only a few weeks ago. WRMI and WHRI have already stopped carrying Overcomer, but Brother Stair continues to be heard on WBCQ, WWCR, and WWRB at least until 31st December. Well, that was not exactly correct, since I found that WRMI was still carrying Brother Scare in 3 one-hour blocks, only three during the entire broadcast days, until the end of the year. However, their new schedule as of January 1st has removed even those. Despite this announcement and presumably a ceasing flow of funds, as of January 2nd, we were still hearing Brother Scare on WWCR and WWRB frequencies as before. How much longer would they keep him on? On WBCQ, Alan Weiner has pledged to keep him running on a gratis basis, Monday through Friday at 23 to 24 UT on 7490. But all this would be old recordings, not new material, presumably. However, even after January 1st, that did include some appeals for donations to the Overcomer Ministry, now presumably going only for legal expenses. Mike Cooper sends an interesting story from the Charleston newspaper, postandcourier.com. Community or cult, experts share why people join Overcomer Ministry in rural South Carolina. It was published December 31st. In the NASPA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin says he heard a pirate on 6950, December 30th at 2155, call the Molester Stair Numbers Station. It was Brother Stair's voice with a variety of random numbers, occasionally asking for an air check, a funny parody. As I expected, Spain's broadcast, North America, although mostly in Spanish, provided New Year's Eve excitement as 2018 arrived there at 2300 UT December 31st. 9690, always with a very good signal at that hour, and on that occasion they kept it on the air well past 2300. It was apparently a simulcast of a national television broadcast. Again, via Hardcore DX, Dave Vaco in Pennsylvania reports two more of those split frequencies of Voice of Tibet via Tajikistan. 9898, December 26th, until 1336, when it moved to 9903. Mike Cooper says, 2 months after New York radio Vulmet flight weather vanished from its four shortwave frequencies, the FAA finally issued a notice to airmen that those frequencies were unserviceable, at least through the following May. So that leaves some hope they may be back on the air in June. The only Hyfer beacon I've been hearing lately on the 13 megahertz Part 15 band is K6FRC in Patterson, California on 13565. I could make out the call sign repeated over and over before and after 1530 UT December 28th and 29th. This one has a website and all the information, since that is really a ham licensed by that call. And he says the power is 1.8 milliwatts. Unfortunately, World of Radio was preempted on New Year's Eve, both by WBCQ and WRMI. But we hope to be back the following weeks, that is 0400 UT Monday on 5130 and 0430 on 9955 and perhaps also 9455, as those frequencies have been duplicating for programming other days of the week. Consulting the latest WRMI scheduling, I see some further changes. Canceled is the Wednesday 1415 UT broadcast of World of Radio on 9955, where we had been for a long time. The previous broadcast, Wednesday at 1030 UT, is now shown only on 9455, along with all the other programming that hour. 5850 no longer on the air. And as I mentioned before, Jeff White has notified 11580 clients that that frequency is to be changed starting January 8th to 7780. And that will also affect World of Radio broadcasts, such as Tuesday at 2030, Saturday at 23, UT Sunday at 0200. The other World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI with a good signal across North America are still on the schedule. Thursday at 22:30 on 5850 and UT Tuesday at midnight 30 on 7730. Also, WBCQ has been running 9330 all day and all night, including some unscheduled World of Radio repeats. The propagation hour from Boulder, some active geomagnetic field periods likely January 8th, 14th, 20th, and 27th, with reaching G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels January 13th with A and K indices of 22 and 5. Solar flux rising from 68 January 4th to 72 starting January 13th. And that's World of Radio 1911. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.